Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. I'm so excited to be with you tonight, and this is tonight called the Miracle Hour, because my show is actually called Miracle Guidance, and all we're going to talk tonight is about those miracles that we create in life. Have you ever been in a situation when you thought, oh my God, I really need a miracle? I believe we all pass through moments of unspeakable hardship and challenges we thought were impossible to overcome. In moments in time that make or break us, divine intervention is our saving grace. So miracles are within our reach. The universe is ready and willing to help if you call on it. But we must be able to recognize the signs and act on the guidance the universe will provide. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk about how to make the miracle happen. And I will share with you the four incredible ways, which I call them rituals, of introducing miracles. And of course, because this is a calling show, I will take your calls. And if you in a situation in which you say, God, I need a miracle, let's talk about it. Because we all need miracles at any given time. In every one of us, each of us is equipped with this resilience in life to pass through even the worst thing. It's a gift that we inherit. Endurance not only walks us through each ordeal, but it prepares us for adversities in the future. So once we switch on our endurance, we're eager to face the challenges ahead. So by passing through your own challenges, I learn more and more that in life there is a balance that we need to pay attention to. I remember I was very young, and my grandmother used to tell me all the time that God gives and God takes, and I didn't really realize at that time what she meant. But as I was going through life, I realized that God does not give without sooner or later taking something, but God also does not take without giving back. For every loss you experience, you will somehow be compensated. There's something called restitution. And it's not only, and it's one of the ways the universe guarantees miracles. So let's say you go through a very hard time. And then all of a sudden, you know, the doors of your life open and something extraordinary happen. That miracle of life is happening. Life in itself is a miracle. And as I said, endurance is something we all have. We're born with this. It's like a muscle. Endurance becomes stronger as we use it in time. There are people who want to throw it in the towel as the slightest sign of hardship. This means that either they haven't passed through a lot of struggle or pain, or it's something that is new to them, or they just have ignored it as an enduring instinct. But, you know, some of us, you know, reflect on it as our inner power. You cannot expect all of life to be smooth sailing. And you suddenly can love only the easy part of your life. So that's like choosing to be blind to all of other colors but one. You must embrace equally the joy and the pain, for both are them are purposeful. So you have to thank God for your struggle, not only for your blessing. Like for instance, a child may complain about going to school, but that's because he doesn't see the ultimate good of earning on education. You also might not see the good that God is carefully setting up by challenging you. How unfair it would be if the child would never thank his mother for sending him to school because he had to take tests and learn lessons. Similarly, how ungrateful it is not to thank God for the lesson that God is preparing us for a miracle. I also remember many years ago reading somewhere unknown proverb that says, through pain and suffering, you build a miracle of life. And I thought that that was so extremely beautiful and so true. So pain and suffering, this is the way you actually create that miracle. And this hour is all about making those miracles happen. And which are the ways of doing it? And I'm going to tell you my understanding of how to create miracles of life. But if you want to talk to me about your own miracle, if you're in a need for a miracle, call me at 202-570-7057, because miracles, they do happen. And I will tell you about the four incredible ways of introducing miracles into your life, because you are the co-creator of your miracles. No miracles fall from heaven without your will, without your desire to make them happen. Therefore, your participation in making the miracles is crucial. So rest assured that if you do your part, the universe will respond. Some of the things and the actions that you need to take may be considered out of normal, but life requires that you live halfway. You know, some of you lives in the cognition in the real world when you're awake, and half of your life you're asleep, which you live in a different dimension. In order to succeed, you have to combine all real world strategies, you know, and you have to fuel by this almighty force that exists within you. And I'm going to talk to you about the best recipes to create miracles. And some of them you heard, some of them you probably never thought this way. But again, if you want to talk to me about your own understanding about creating miracles, or if you have questions about your own life, then you're in a desperate need to change life around and create that miraculous transformation, feel free to call in. And I know I already have some callers, and I have Sherry, I have Leilani, I have Dominguez, I have Cornelia. So hold on the line, my wonderful friends, and we're going to talk about your miracles. But I'm going to start by saying, you all know that in life, we need to pray. What does it mean to pray? Pray doesn't mean you have to go to church. That pray doesn't mean you have to get down on your knees and say all kind of prayers correctly. I don't think so. Pray means you can ask while you drive, while you clean your house. You can ask your divine world, because the word pray comes from the Latin word precor, which means ask. You ask, like the Bible said, ask and you shall receive. You ask who? You ask that divine dimension. There is a way more perfect world above us. That's why we look up in the sky and we consider there's God up there and not here, forgetting that actually God is within us. And if we apply the laws of the divine world, the perfect world, we live in an imperfect world. We create man-made laws that are imperfect and painful. And in so many ways, we hurt ourselves through our own action. And we created laws that are hurting us, and laws that don't survive the test of time. But above this world, those are the laws of the universe. I wrote a book on this, the eternal laws of the universe. Then those laws are the same. They will be forever the same. It's pretty amazing how the law of karma, the law of gratitude, the law of harmony, the law of love, the law of attraction, all these laws that exist forever and ever, they will never change. What change is us, our laws inside this imperfect world we are living in. So what I'm trying to say is that the moment we applied this universal laws within ourselves, then it's way easier to get what we want, because we start living much closer to a more perfect way of thinking. So it's okay to ask your saints. It's okay to ask the loved ones who are deceased, because they can hear you. It's okay to ask just purely the divine above you, or the universe. Ask who you think is listening to you, or ask your own self, but ask with conviction and believe wholeheartedly in the power of praying. Believe that what you ask, you shall receive. By thanking the divine before you even ask. And thank, and then see, then seek. On the other side, soul sometime, they look to help, and they can be there for us. I will never forget that I came in this country and I was so poor. I had nothing, and I met my husband, and we are living in a tiny apartment, and we wanted to live a better life, and we rented a home that we signed a contract that a year later we will be in a position to buy the house, but we didn't have the money. And I remember me praying so hardly and so with all my heart that somehow we're going to find the money to buy that house. And interestingly enough, you know, I was able to, after 23 letters of rejection for my first book, I was able to sell my book and had the money on the last minute before being evicted from the house. I got the money and we were able to buy that house. I will never forget that. And I always thought that the power of my prayers make that wish of mine became reality. And I tell you, I warn you, if you go through a hard time in your life, no matter the nature of your pain and suffering and hard time, believe me, things can change and can get way better if you ask for help. I'm going to go and take some of your calls right now, because there's so many of you online, and let's talk about what kind of a miracle you want right now. So I'm actually going to go to my first caller, which is Sherry from California. Hi, my dear Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome to the miracle hour. Do you believe in miracles?
I do believe in miracles. I've experienced them.
Good.
But I need some more.
Good. We all do. We all do. Constantly need more miracles. What is the miracle that you need right now, my love?
Well, I would like to change the job that I'm doing and move.
Okay.
And also meet someone.
Okay, so we need two miracles. We need a new
three.
Job. So we need a new job. We need somebody in your private life. We need a good person in your life to share your life with. You need a partner. And what's the third one?
And I'd like to move somewhere.
You like to move. So, but the third one might tie it into the change of a job. Does it make sense?
Well, right now I work out of my home, so.
Okay, so that makes sense. So let's say you find a job that involves movement. So those are two things that are linked to each other, because that's how I see. I see that you'll find, and also feel that the third one, the man coming in your life or the partner that you're looking for, might have something to do with the move. So if you in your home and work from your home and not too much is happening, because you're more stuck in your home. And by being there, you don't go probably enough out. You don't meet people. So, but hold on the line, Sherry, because I'm going to a short break. So don't go anywhere so I can finish what I have to say. So just hold on the line. Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back talking about the miracles of life with Sherry from California. And yes, Sherry, I absolutely believe that you're going to change your job, and you have to look into a job that involves moving. And when you move, everything turns around. Moving means a new location. Moving means a new career in itself. Connecting with different people. So your three wishes come at once and come one after each other pretty much in the same time. This is the way I see it. It's not that one happens today and one happens 6 months later or a year later. No, I think everything is one after each other, pretty much in the same period of time. I personally see you working in a completely new environment, working with a lot of people, very nice people, people around your age, even people a little bit younger. That's where you're going to meet somebody will come into your life. I don't necessarily think that that person is absolutely somebody who works in that place. I think through somebody who works there, you meet the person who will be a life partner for you. Does it make sense? In a name like Jonathan, Johnny, something with a relatively a common name comes to me. Somebody who I think works in the world of finance, so he will be maybe in a different field, but through one of the people in the new job, you actually end up by meeting this person. Very educated, smart, ready for a relationship, and that's what you need because in life, we crave partnership, and you crave somebody to rely on. You don't want just a fling or something superficial. You want something real. Yeah. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So ask that. When we're talking about miracle, ask for, I need the right person. I need somebody to compliment me. I need somebody I can rely on, and I need somebody who I can build commitment, because commitment is something that keeps two people together. But people have to be ready for commitment. And I think that you are ready for something that means to commit, to bring a person into your life for good. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I agree.
I think you are. So I feel because you are, you need to bring somebody who resonates to you. And you have to have a conversation with yourself and tell yourself, because commitments and bringing a partner has a lot to do with you treating yourself right and taking care of your priorities, of your emotions, of your own self, and loving yourself. If you're at the phase of treating yourself right, there is no doubt in my mind that you will bring that person who will treat you, will share the love that is within yourself. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so excited about this person coming in your life.
I was thinking about getting my real estate license.
Oh, yes, you will do that.
Okay.
You will do that.
I used to do real estate in the past, and then I got a different job. I quit real estate, and now I'm a business manager for someone. And I just work all the time, and I'm just tired.
Yeah, but this is way too draining. I don't think it's really paying as much as you need. Do you agree with me?
Yes,
and it's not allowing you to be out in the world. You know, you're working, as you said, way too much from home. So there's a disconnect. And so if you take into consideration the amount of disconnect and the effort put into it and the fact that it doesn't pay you for your effort, so you're not in the positive position. So you need to break through this. So you need to go back to the real estate business, and I see you relocating. Do you plan to move to a different state?
I was thinking about moving to Austin, Texas.
Great idea. I see that the weather might be different. I think in Texas the weather is different than in California. It's actually a great idea. As much as California is wonderful, but I feel for some particular reason, you know what I mean, changing your place, you change your luck. You change the energy around. You meet new different people. Leaving California behind for now is perfectly fine because this is where you will accomplish a lot of good. I see you in a new environment, in a new home, making way better, more money, meeting a lot of new people. A lot of new people have a lot of fun, like living your life. Like lately, you're not living your life. You're suffocating yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right. So you're on the right path because you're waking up to the right decision. Hey, I can't live like this. This is not what I want. And you know what I like about you? You want the miracle, but we make our miracle by changing our course of action. Because you can't expect to see results by doing the same old. So you'll see results by changing the course of action. In your case, it's relocating, changing the type of work that you do, and reconnecting with people in a new environment. And that's perfect for you. Okay. Do me a favor and call me back when you do all of this and let's chat again. Because after you do this, in a matter of weeks, to 2 months, to month and a half, you will see amazing things happening to you.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Carmen.
All right, my love. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you more. Thank you. And I'm going to go now. I think my next caller is Leilani. Hi, my love. How are you?
Hello, beautiful Carmen.
Hey, beautiful. What is the miracle we want for today?
So I really believe in miracles, and they actually happen a lot in my life.
Sure.
And I think I need a miracle disregarding divine employment. I've been applying for jobs. I have a vision of what I want to do, but I do not consider myself a businesswoman. I'm more creative and
okay.
Energy, so.
But you can add to the creative part a bit of a business, because I feel like in the world we are living in, we need to be a little, and I'm not of that business. I know what you mean, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, business is something, the concept of being a businesswoman, and some women really have it, you know?
Yeah.
They might
yeah.
not have the creative part, but they have a sense of extraordinary business. But you can a little bit introduce the business and working on developing some of those skills that you can add to your creative part, because it's going to be very good and very instrumental in bringing you in the money, the financial energy that you need, you know, and solidify some of your creative power. Does it make sense?
Yeah, a little bit. So let me tell you a little bit. I have a healing arts practice. So
okay.
I offer an amazing healing session that I love, but I don't have clients coming in. So the other day I just was guided to lead a meditation group at the park, and I invited all my friends. Only one
Beautiful.
Responded. Only one responded.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do. I want to start teaching workshops.
You need a base. You need a larger audience. You need to expand the connection with the people around you. You know, you need to have more followers. Does it make sense?
Yeah,
do you have a social media? Do you have social media exposure?
No, I don't like social media. It makes me sick in my stomach.
I know. I agree with you, and I don't like it either, but I have to tell you the truth. It helps you connect. For instance, I went today on Facebook introducing the show today, and I had 1,000 questions. I had thousands and thousands, 7,000 people watching me. I had 1,000 people putting me questions. I had I don't know how many thousand views. And 40, 50 shares in a matter of 30 minutes. And I was thinking, well, look, so it made sense to put that, to have that Facebook account, because this is the way in which I can give publicity to my, to the work that I'm doing, so people know about this show. You understand what I mean? So this is a way to promote. You promote an idea, a concept. You promote your work. Before anybody else would promote you, you need to promote yourself. You live in a world of self-promoting. So I think that you might hate social media, and I agree with you 100%, and I know why. But if you want to reach an audience, if you want to reach and build a platform, you might need that social media. Does it make sense?
Yes. Also, I want to write a book about kind of my journey in my life.
That's beautiful. I love that. I think that's incredible.
Because
you have your creative energy, so that's going to come very easy. You will do a fabulous job because you're sensitive, you're emotional, you're creative, and you can do a magic work. The problem comes again. There are millions of books out there. How are we going to put that book front and center so people know about that book? So you see what I'm trying to say? You need to promote, to brand yourself. And in the world today, the only way to do it is through media, through television, to social media outlet. And unfortunately, I should say that social media takes over television and any other form of introducing yourself, so which is kind of not right, but it is what's happening in the world today. So
I also
say, how are you going to promote your book?
I don't even know.
Yeah, but when we want to create something, a book is a selling point. It's something that you want to put out there with the intention for people to buy it. Your intention is to spread the news about your story, which is a great story. It's not so much I want to put a book out there because I want to make money. I just want the people to learn from my experience. But if people don't know about the book, you understand? People need to know that the book exists. And the only way you're going to let people know that the book exists is if there is a way to make exist in the world out there as an author. So there has to be an outlet that will bring you your name out there. So think that way. And if that is, if you find a way, then the book will definitely be an extraordinary reward. And it's definitely going to happen very easily for you. And I will support your book in whichever way I can. I'll invite you on the show. I'll promote your book because I know that's going to be something beautiful. But the question is, we need a platform. We need to brand this. We need to make it in such a way that the world knows about the book.
Well, I want you to know there's a lot of fear. Yes, yes. There's a lot of fear that arises because I've always kind of hid. There was a lot of trauma and abuse and poverty in my childhood. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but people will relate to that. People relate to that. People will relate to the abuse. People will relate to the poverty. It's all how we introduce the idea, the concept, how we're presenting it, in which way we're branding it. What it is, this is this a self-help book? Is it? What's the presentation? You know, in which way we introduce the book to the world and how we let the world know that the book is probably becoming a self-help book, or is it just a biography? You have to think very well. But do it. I encourage you to do it. Talking about creating a miracle of your life, your book will become the miracle of your life.
Yeah, I do feel like my life's a miracle. And then lastly, I also offer past life regression, and I really enjoy this work, and I can charge a good wage.
Perfect.
For that,
yeah. So. Yeah. Do that. That is, do you know how to do regression of the mind?
Yeah, I was trained 10 years ago.
Okay, good. Good.
But I never
went
did
and
anything
did a,
with it.
Do it. It's extremely, extremely powerful. It helps the mind, you know what I mean? Bring from the subconscious mind to the consciousness those patterns that are unhealed, you know, and in the memory of the subconscious mind is so powerful. And all those karmic patterns that we need to heal, that we need to acknowledge, to me is a fascinating tool of healing phobias, even anxiety, fear, and all kinds of patterns of behavior can be healed by tapping into the subconscious mind this way. So I do this all the time. I did it even with very young, even with children. So I was mesmerized how it works at any age. So yeah, I encourage you to do that. That would be an extraordinary way for you to help a lot of people. So absolutely do it, my love. And
okay,
Twitter, let me know how it goes. I love you, my sweetheart.
Thank you
for calling my show. I'm going to go to Julia in Florida. Hi, Julia. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Hi, my dear Julia. How are you, my love?
Hi, it's great to hear from you. Boy, you look amazing. I see you on Facebook and all your beautiful clothes.
You know, I believe that we are visual people, so it's and it's very important for your self-esteem, you know what I mean, to keep yourself in good shape, and because we're very colorful people, you know, it's I like wearing things that are very colorful, that are very striking, that are, you know, I've been an entertainer. I was a singer in my youth, and I kept that aspect about my personality. You know, I always think of myself still being an entertainer. Even if I'm not on stage, I act like I am.
So well, you're beautiful. You're always well put together. You're a beautiful woman. You dress fantastic. Oh, so yeah.
I love you.
You got it. Definitely got it together, lady.
How can I help you, my love? Talking about miracles, where's the miracle that you crave right now? What it is that we can work together today to create a miracle?
Same as a lot of the other callers. I need to kind of get myself back out in the world and find a job where I can feel good about doing the work and, you know, find out.
What it is that you like the most? What do you like the most? What it is, like, we all have, like, for instance, what I like the most is singing. That was always my passion. So I was courageous enough to go back to my singing at this phase of my life because I like it so much. Is there something you, Julia, like more than anything else in this world right now that you would love to do?
I like helping people, you know, showing them how to do stuff or, you know.
Right. Have you ever thought about making a career out of it? Because that's such a rewarding career. It's rewarding. It's for your soul. There's nothing more beautiful than being at service.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out of work for so long with being married, you know, for so long. And then now that I'm divorced and I have to get myself back out there, the other miracle I'm hoping to create is, like, financial stability because I'm really
I think your miracle has to be having to do with something that you love to do and trusting yourself and working on yourself to make that, to have a plan, have a strategy, have the specific course of action that will produce what you want and what you love to do. And when you say helping people, can you be more specific? What is exactly that you would love to do? For instance, what is it? Just give me an idea. Like, do you want to do what? Like, work one-on-one with people, coming up with a concept, with seminars, do you have like a specific way of helping and which way you want to help? There's many ways of helping people. Which is the way you want to help?
I don't have a specific. I just like to be useful to provide information.
No, I think you want to be more specific because then you can create a brand and an idea that you can put out there and you can bring people towards you. Then they can even pay for your services and you can create an idea, a concept. And I see you creating that. You can have, and you can put your name out there and you can create a very, very lucrative business. And you can build around that business. But you have to give yourself 2 days. And you and I want to give you 10 minutes free, a session of 10 minutes free. And I'm going to give you my number, so feel free to call me. And let's talk about whenever you have a minute these days, and I give you a free session, just to figure it out, what it exactly that you can do to build, because I see this happening. So I want to become instrumental in opening the door of your mind, how you're going to put this concept together, that it becomes something that turns into an extraordinary reality for you. And it not only helps you emotionally and gives you the satisfaction of doing something you like, but it also becomes a business. And it's something that will pay back for all the effort that you put into it. Does it make sense?
Yeah, I just have to figure out,
Okay, let's figure it out together. Let's figure it out together. Do you have a pen? Can you write down my number?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, okay, 917-771-6035. 917-771-6035. And by Friday at around 12 o'clock, I can speak to you. I wait for your call and let's talk and let's figure it out in which way we can turn this into a real business in which you will make yourself successful, fulfilled and accomplished. So we can do something great here.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I love you. I love you, Julia. I think we go to a break right now. I love you, Julia. I'll wait for your call. And Cornelia Dominguez, Erica, hold on. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back with the Miracle Hours, Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. You know, miracles begin in the mind. Your reality originates in your beliefs. And you can never go beyond your beliefs. So you have to make sure you're holding into your beliefs and benefit from the beliefs in the most way possible. So you always have to reevaluate your belief from time to time. So you have to ask yourself, What does your belief serve you at this point? Does it allow you to progress? Is your belief going in the right direction for your personal evolution? Do your belief reflect your potential for miracles? So this is what I always do, because beliefs, as I said, are rooted somewhere deep in your consciousness. And you know, they can block you at some point, you know, because, as I said, you can't go beyond them. Because beliefs, as I said, they can hold you back. But I'm going to go to the calls again, and because we're talking about miracles, let's see who needs a miracle tonight and in which way I can be instrumental in helping you. And I think I'm going to go to Cornelia. Hi, Cornelia, my love. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. I love you so much, and I'm so happy that you were able to take me for
so
2-3 minutes.
Absolutely.
How are you, Carmen?
I am always great.
I miss you. It would be nice to see you. I'm so mad that I'm so far from you.
Come see me. Make an effort.
Yes. Okay. You never know. Carmen.
Come. I invite you with my greatest pleasure. Tell me, what is the miracle
that
we need right now?
Thank you.
I'll come.
Thank you so much, and I invite you to any time, any moment. Yes, Carmen.
Okay,
the
my
miracle
beautiful
is,
love.
I would like to have a miracle if it's possible, because, you know, the job is always, with me, it's always about the job. That's my dilemma of my life.
Okay.
But I want to tell you what you predicted me a month ago.
Okay.
It happened to me. Exactly what you said. Now,
okay.
What's my problem? My husband, in 2 weeks from now, is going to have a kidney surgery. And you know that I'm always losing my job. After a year or two, I'm always losing my jobs. Now, this job, what you predicted me, it really happened, but it's a contract, how they told me, it's a contract of 6 weeks. And these people where I am now, they're telling me that they love you so much and they are happy with me, but I don't know if I can trust them or it's just a polite thing. Or and I was so curious, what
no,
is your
opinion?
No, I don't
opinion? Think these people are just polite.
To keep
no,
this job?
These people, no, we'll keep you there. No, these people are not just polite. They really like you. They mean what they say. This is not down out of just trying to be nice to you. No, no, this is done out of conviction. So they convince that you're very good in what you do, and they really want to keep you. Absolutely.
Because the thing, Carmen, in a second I tell you, I don't want to keep you too long. Just please work with me for 2 minutes, please.
It's, sure.
It's something like in electronic assembly, it's a very, very serious company. They work for NASA. And
right.
The thing is that I need to learn a lots of the things.
You will
and
learn and you will love learning.
Not good enough because
No, don't think that way. That's wrong. You know, we are constantly learning in life. You know, we're in a learning process. So I really want you to acknowledge that you're capable
of
learning.
I'm kind of slow for them.
No, don't think that way, because if that's what you project, that's what's going to happen. Well, you cannot afford to think that way. We can never in life afford to sabotage ourselves. It's a subconscious sabotage. You're sabotaging out of your own fear you might not be good enough. You're also sabotaging yourself because in the past, you always believed that your jobs didn't last and you think this is not going to last either. Which is wrong. No, this job will last. You understand? You know what
How
I mean?
Long this you has see, Carmen, that it will last.
This will last. This may last years. And you can progress through the job and you can make the job better. This will really work for you. Please trust. If you trust me so far, keep on trusting the message. Don't kill the messenger. So I'm telling you, this will work. Allow it to happen.
No, I won't, because everything what you told me so far, it happened, Carmen. Of course,
so if it happened,
otherwise I wouldn't be here calling you now.
Embrace the message. So the message is, this is not what happened in the past. This is different. This is going to work. So allow it to work. You understand? Allow it to happen. Please, okay? So this is going to be very good for you. Yeah, it will work and it will last.
Thank
and
you so
will
much.
Go
and Carmen,
and learn. Yes. Tell me. Anything
just
else?
One more thing. With the
sure.
surgery of my husband, is going to go okay?
Very well, I promise you. Absolutely, I promise. There will be a problem, I will let you know, but it's not. It's not. It's going to go very
Thank
well.
Thank you so much, Carmen. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay,
God
my
bless
love.
You. And
God
I'm
bless
still
you
waiting
too.
For you for a guillage.
Okay, my love. I love you. That's my favorite.
Have a beautiful
food.
Evening. Thank you so much.
You too, beautiful.
I
I'm
love
gonna
you.
Go
I
to,
love you.
I love you. I'm gonna go to Erica in Florida. Hi, my lovely Erica.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful, lovely Erica. How are you, my angel?
By the way,
how's everything?
I also love your dresses. I always follow you on Facebook. I love those dresses. I love
Good.
It.
Good.
You know, like,
Good. Okay, so what is the miracle, Erica, that we need?
Well, a positive miracle.
Okay.
Back home, I think like this is the third time, I think. And I was suffering for a couple years with anxiety, panic attack, really severe. And then little by little, you recommended me. I'm also taking turmeric and a few vitamins.
Okay.
And he did help me a lot. I'm in the point
did
that
Did you
I'm
take
almost...
the Kalanji? The Kalanji?
I did take that. I did. I also took, what is the other one? I'm still taking Travacor, by the way. It's almost gone, but I
Okay, good,
get,
because it
one.
Counts the new, it regulates the neurotransmitter. I mean, in case you don't know, one of the medication that mm-hmm. works very well with the anxiety and panic attacks is that is not a Zen, is not the Prazolam is not a
pretty much.
So
yeah.
we're not taking those. If you want to take something that works in many ways without knocking you out, without the side effect, but works very well, is hydroxyzine. Is H-I... With age, Y-D-R-O-X-Y-Z-I-N-E, hydroxyzine. Okay. So that's a medication that works very well for panic attacks. So if you really want, in case of really an emergency, have your doctor prescribe something like this. It's
Can you spell it again for me? Just to
absolutely.
Right,
so it's, So I want you to ask your doctor about age, like in Harry, Y like in Yellow, D like in David, R like in Robert, O like in Oliver, X like in Xenia, Y like in Yellow, Z like in Xenia, I like in Irene, N like in Nancy, E like in Elizabeth. And usually the amount is like 25 milligrams. You know, at least once a day, my doctor might recommend you more. I would not take, if I weigh you, more than once a day at night, will regulate big time your panic attack. So that's the medication that I will, if there would be any medication. If you feel that the Travacor you know what, I always told you to take the GABA, G-A-B-A, that 750 milligram, that's the neurotransmitter that works on regulating.
Can I take
and
those together? Travacor,
yeah,
GABA,
it does
Kanji.
Work. Absolutely. They work together. They all work together. You never take
because
enough
let me
of
tell
those.
You,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Because let me tell you, it's been months that I haven't taken Prazolam, and that never happened. This is my third month.
But you were supposed to feel better. You were supposed to feel better if you took all of it. You were supposed to feel way better.
I was feeling a lot better until have this. That's why the main reason that I'm calling, and I was I suddenly have problems with my about to get divorced, and my panic attack and my nerves came back again. I continue to get on medication, but I'm battling with that right now. Because I do want to save my marriage, but for her.
Right. And, so something could have triggered that, could have triggered, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could have triggered, something triggered.
It makes me really sad because I was doing impressively great.
You know what is medically called what happened to you is a rebound of the symptoms. It can happen that the body goes into a rebound when... After doing well, better for a long period of time, there's a
and
rebound of the symptoms.
My body is shaking constantly.
Right,
and
right.
And my heart is beating so fast, and I refuse to take medication.
Well, all of this,
are
typically symptoms of anxiety. When the heart race, you know what I mean? These are typically symptoms of anxiety. And if you take this medication that I talked to, the hydroxyzine, if you take that one, your heart rate will calm down. And you will, you know what? I also, if your heart, how hard is your rate? How fast goes the fast? 100? How fast is the heart rate? Do you have a way of measuring that? By the watch, there are those watches that measure your heart. You need to buy those. You need to have. If your heart goes over 110, then you really need to take. Something that will do the trick of calming your heart and is probably even better than hydroxyzine is called atenolol. Ask your doctor about that. But we want to make sure that your heart goes over 100. And atenolol, 25 milligrams, atenolol. That's fabulous medication for to protect your heart. I need to, Domingas, I own you a session free. And I love you guys.
Thank
I need
you.
To go to the end of the show. Atenolol is called A-T-E-N-O-L-O-L. I love you, my angel.
Okay.
Call me next time
Thank
and let
you.
Me know how you feel. I love
yes.
you guys. Carmen
yes.
Hara, I'll be with you.
Know.
I love you.
Thank you.